Hey guys, I want to take a minute to tell you about my guys over at Shinesty. Those dudes have one mission and one mission only, and that's to help you look fucking good. They can even help someone like Phil out. Shinesty brings you the most outlandish collection of clothing the world has ever seen. When worn correctly, the right clothing can fill randos with jealousy or make you look like a sexual Greek god or goddess. So whether you're searching for retro gear, signature knockout threads, or simply something that makes you look like you got your shit together, even though you don't, Shinesty is here to help. Check out their antics and ridiculous clothing at shinesty.com. That's S-H-I-N-E-S-T-Y.com. And when you go to the promo code, go to loud69. It'll give you 15% off your next order. Shinesty, you may like the way you look, but we do not guarantee it. Welcome back to Loud and Obnoxious, episode 20. Holy shit, we made it this far. I can't believe it.
We can almost drink!
It's going to be a great week here for us. We've wrapped up college football. NFL playoffs are in full stride. We're going to get balls deep some more into the Winter Olympics with some of the new segments that will be continuing, as well as we're going to kind of get even further into basketball, and golf is officially back. But first off, let's not only forget about my co-hosts. Phil, how are we this evening?
I'm pretty damn good.
I'm sorry to hear about your Roll Tide. Did not work in the last night, but you had a pretty good weekend overall.
Yeah, I couldn't give a shit about that. But I can tell you one thing. I will never say Roll Tide again.
You're done.
Done.
It's what it took. One in one lifetime against Saban.
We'll have to find a new shtick for next football season, but luckily we have 8 months to drum up some ideas.
Yeah, I mean, surely that can't continue. And, like, the ultimate anchor still hasn't even happened yet.
That is true. It's early.
The Saints are still in it.
And that, everyone hears, of infamy, I guess, would be the best way to describe them.
Sup, y'all?
Number 3 in your hearts and number 7 in your playbooks.
Yeah,
Pierce, how are we this evening?
I'm feeling pretty good. Skip, drinking some coffee, like old times, just, you know, ready to fucking yell at y'all a little
Getting
bit.
Amped up.
I'm ready to be mean to Phil. But I just don't know if I can. He can reach me.
That is true. It's an ever threat with the big bear next to us. So we'll just go ahead and get balls deep.
I'm going to get a bear.
Let's go ahead and talk about it. Some folks are calling it the best national championship game. I wouldn't go as far as to say that. I think it was a great ending to an all right game.
I personally think last year's was better.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Did y'all not just feel like that was a regular SEC game? Like, I feel like we see that every week.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was, I was following Twitter live while I was watching it, and you could kind of see, like, everyone on Twitter knew the guy was going to miss the field goal. Like, everyone was like, oh, we've seen Alabama do this kicking before. Like, it did seem like just another game in the SEC, but at the same time, it did have the bigger ramifications.
Well, yeah, obviously.
So it was a little bit more intense every single time it happened. So I thought it was a little bit more than just your average SEC game. It was a pretty damn good game.
It was a great game. I'm not trying to take anything away from the game. I'm just like, man, like, people are like, oh, this is a great, fantastic game. Yeah, I kind of agree last year might have been better. I still think the Texas USC game is better.
Yeah.
Just maybe because of just like the, I don't know.
That one was more of a scoring barrage.
Because of the stars.
The other two
kind of
seemed more comeback driven, like large deficits in the fourth. Clemson was down 13 or 10 as well in the fourth and came back and won it. And then here, Bama did the same thing. So, I mean, it was it was fun as shit to watch. I had Georgia getting the points, and then I was worried about it, and I hit the under. And then I was like, okay, I felt good at halftime, and then I hit Bama second half, but I lost all my money in prop bets. So I was down after the day yesterday, but luckily for squares, it kind of kept me afloat.
You had fun though, right?
I had fun, and that's all that matters.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, having fun, having a good time.
I guess we should have known, though, or at least I should have known that Georgia was fucked because, I mean, even though I was rolling tide, obviously, I was rooting for Georgia, and my sister and brother-in-law went to Georgia, so I feel really bad for
man,
that.
Man,
Phil didn't even have his heart in the anchor, and here we are. I apologize, Georgia fans.
Okay.
Haley A., Troy, I'm sorry for y'all's loss. It seems it is, in fact, Phil's fault.
So, in doing so, he anchored them. He, like, flipped it around and was like,
he anchored the shit out of Georgia with a faux Roll Tide roll.
Well, yeah. He wasn't, like, I feel like your heart wasn't as much into it as it was in the Auburn game. Because, like, in the Auburn game, you rarely slipped up and like, cheered. And, like, Georgia would do some shit or, you know, you would cheer opposite. Like, instinctively last night. That did not happen the first time around. So, like, it's like you were torn on, like, even which side to support. So, like, I'm not surprised that's
I just couldn't help it.
You're half on one side, half on the other. Nick Saban's more powerful than half of you. He's just not more powerful than all of you.
I fucked up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, apologize to the whole state of Georgia. Their heartbreak knows no bounds, dude. Isn't it great? God, it's actually kind of great.
Well, yeah, it's strikingly similar. Not strikingly similar.
It's not as big of a lead. It's similar, though.
Some other team that plays professional football in Georgia.
I mean, if you, like, proportionate it to the NFL, like, that league's probably the same, you know? So, congrats to Bama. Congrats to Nick Saban. Bear who, right?
I mean, this dynasty is fucking legit.
Oh, my God.
These guys, I heard something today on the radio that Dan Patrick... He said that Nick Saban has had every player that's played under Nick Saban at Alabama has won a national title.
That's pretty impressive.
So he can guarantee them except for his first year, I guess.
Yeah, because you're there. Because I mean, every 3 years he's winning one.
Yeah.
He's won since 2009.
The last 9 years.
Yeah. So that's true. I mean, yeah, I mean, Phil, don't get all, like, fucking deep into the weeds and be like, well, this guy was over there for a year and then he transferred out.
I'm just going to let it go.
Yeah, thank you. Because I could just see, like the dumb bulbs bubbling up in your brain there just to be like, I don't think so, I want to argue. Because you still secretly love Nick
Saban.
Yeah, he
was
going to
be that dickhead.
And
I was like, what about the seniors when they went 5-7 in their first year? That's something Phil would say. No, I'm glad you get the premise.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, just because I was thinking it, I didn't say it.
Yeah,
I know, but we knew
that
it.
Was enough.
That was easy
we
enough.
Knew it. Like, I saw it. It was percolating. It was great. It was just one of those things.
Well, but, I think... You know, so, I mean, we'll get away from picking on Phil. That's not what this
episode's about. Yeah, I know I said that from the onset, but that was not the plan.
Yeah, okay. What's it called? We always know
it's just, it's always
you get into sub-layer. Pierce always says it, like, in the back of his mind, he's like, we can always turn any segment into a picking on Phil.
Oh, dude, like, at any time. Like, you just give me a cue, like, at any point in the night, and I'll be like, hey,
just,
we'll flip this on Phil real
just
quick.
Just save it for when, like, I'm really down and out, and, like, the Saints, you know.
See, but then
so
I'll
next
want
week?
To pile
so
on.
So next week?
Yeah.
But then it's like, you're piling on. No, I feel like, though, in order for it to really matter, he's got to win this week. Like,
so I got
to
be
you got to keep getting built
lose
up
at home to the Falcons in the NFC
that's
Championship.
It.
Yes.
Yes.
That's
it.
That is
oh.
it.
That's
it. Hell, that could hurt so
that's
bad.
It. That's the
oh, I will like, be at that game
losing,
and I will fucking yeah.
Like losing
I'm
this week
just
would
thinking
suck.
About it is getting
yeah.
me.
Like this week losing would
but
suck, but at least
imagine
it's like
how
on the road.
Pissed he's going to be in the group text after they lose that game and we start sending him messages like, man, Dirty Birds rock the nest.
He'll leave.
I'll probably
Phil,
freak out. Yeah,
he'll quit the podcast
Phil,
and leave the group.
Yeah. Phil has left the group.
He's like, I'm done. Fuck
I
you, clowns.
Quit.
And then in like 3 days, he'll come crawling back. I actually guys like I thought about it.
I'm sober now.
It's just a sport.
All
it's
right,
just like
on.
An oblong.
Moving on. Let's get back Thanks, to Bama good. For just a second. So they have a freshman quarterback. Should
Holy
make
shit.
All three of us worried as shit. As SEC West foes of Bama, who they've had no problem beating us with Jalen Hurd, but without Jalen Hurd.
Hurts.
I'd say as soon as
this
dude...
Hurts.
Yeah, hurts.
Hurts. Excuse me, hurts.
Jesus, I thought you watched SEC football.
I do.
Yeah.
Sorry, I guess I got him confused with the old Tennessee running back. That's my
Jalen Hurd.
Could be the word.
Yeah.
During the game, as soon as he threw those first few strikes and then that touchdown pass, I was like, well, Bama's going to win three straight.
Well, the first drive was garbage. Like, his first drive, he got sacked. He looked like he was real hesitant.
Missed,
yeah, you missed that first one.
Yeah,
you
went three
the
and out.
One.
But the second drive, he threw fucking because
that
darts.
Was the thing. Like, okay, yeah, it was ballsy to go with him. And then it was like to stick with him after that first drive where it was like, holy shit, we should probably just, this might be a bad idea. And
I thought that same
him.
Thing.
And then, but like, I remember that play though. Like, it was third down.
Scrambled,
and he he should have gotten tackled and ran like 9 yards for the first down. That drive, they scored a touchdown. And I mean, that was like the turning point. That was it. After that drive, he was not coming out.
There was a lot of turning points for Bama. I mean,
And then the missed calls. Like, what was up with a lot of the no calls?
The punt block, the face mask. I mean,
but the punt block just should have been offsetting, though.
Guys, like, we can go ahead and understand that this is a Big Ten officiating crew. They're not. They don't know how the speed of the game works.
No, it was way too quick for them.
It was way too fast.
They're like, whoa.
These are not corn-fed white boys on the field. Oh, I cannot tell when it's a good jump or if he is offside.
The official it was like some penalty where it was going to be 3rd and 7. He goes, first down, Alabama.
Yeah, we laughed about that. And we were like, wait, what down is it? Well, we knew it was like at least.
It was third and something from the road, for sure.
Because that's why we really started. We're like, it's not even close to fucking.
And then they got it on the 4th and 1 when the dude jumped off on the field goal, and then we're able to capitalize later. So yeah. I mean, and that time he also misspoke. So I do it on occasion, but
the Big Ten crew is just not ready for the stage.
Yeah,
they're not used to having all those eyeballs on it. Big Ten Network's got to struggle.
Now, they do definitely struggle, but those games when like Ohio State was in the national championship, those do post nice ratings. So I'll give them a little bit of credit for that, but at the same time, they weren't exactly great refs.
So many people just live in that, like, mass of folks live in that part of the country. It's ridiculous.
Where the skies are gray.
It's kind of like, they're kind of like.
The people are chubby.
Yeah, they're kind of like the Alabama up there, well, I feel
besides
like.
Besides the gray skies, you could say the southern people are rather large, like myself.
That is true.
Yeah, but, you know, the food's better.
The food is better. Everything's fried in the South.
People always cop back.
They cook with
the
love
food.
And passion as well, which is key.
You can taste the love.
Yeah.
You can taste the love.
You can't
taste the
love or the passion in a fucking casserole with just a bunch of goddamn Campbell's cream and mushroom.
No.
That's classic Midwest eating. Yeah. Welcome to a new segment. Stand up and eat.
For dinner?
Yeah, exactly. But before we kind of let go of college football for the year, give a shout out to Pierce for calling Auburn winning the West.
Auburn, woo!
That was a pretty nice one.
Huge.
I don't think anybody. I think everyone had Bama and around there. I think most of us had Florida State. So we didn't look that good preseason. So we're not going to talk about that.
I'm sure.
But let's talk a little bit about next season. Bama's opening, I guess, William Hill Vegas Sportsbook posted the odds for preseason picks for national champions. Bama's 11-4, LSU 25-1, Mississippi State 100-1, and Ole Miss, who technically is ineligible unless their lawsuit gets reversed.
I guess it is still possible.
500-1.
We're appealing.
So place that bet right now.
I guess it's possible.
If you have as much faith as Bama will in the future with their Hawaiian, maybe you should put a little bit.
I mean,
down.
Have you seen our guy? He's pretty good.
Yeah.
We still don't have a defense, though. Like, we could sign 30 defensive players this year, even though that's not even possible, and we wouldn't have a defense worth a shit.
Well, I'm curious as to how the fuck LSU is at 25-1. Ogeron loses his play caller. He's pretty inept when it comes to thinking offensively, so he's at the mercy of whomever he hires, but they're at 25-1. That's a top 15 projection right there. Is that just like a little fluff that they get every year?
Yeah, because they know some
have talent. And
who's your quarterback next year?
Miles Brennan.
He needs to gain some weight.
Better than I have about anybody else in the last few
earlier,
years.
Earlier you said you wanted Etling back. Not tonight, but earlier.
I would.
In the episodes,
that dude looked pretty good down the stretch.
I would love for you to have Etling back. Etling plus Ogeron is a deadly combo. Facetiously speaking.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just had to let our listeners
know. Miles Brennan,
I
mean, I don't know much about him. He got in the games a few times this year. He looked good sometimes. He looked bad sometimes. But he's got the pedigree, at least, that we haven't had in a quarterback in a long time.
All right. So would you bet on your boys 25-1?
No.
You feel that you would get better odds before the start of the next season?
Yeah. Okay. And I'm just not confident that we'll win.
I'm not really into betting on a season on a national.
Futures
like,
are fun, man. I'm sure there was somebody out there last night that probably had a ridiculous ticket for Georgia. Yeah. That would have been a cool one to cash.
I'd be on
like
season win total. Like
that's like -110, -110.
Over.
That's not as
give
climactic
me I can take the
as the Vegas odds. It also kind of gives you a Vegas look as to the respect
just,
is of your country. Or
I mean, that
your
is like when I won
that
JT.
It's just a lot better when you just come out of nowhere like y'all did couple years ago when y'all were ranked number one. If y'all would have gone on, what do you know what your odds were that season?
No, I couldn't tell you, but we were plus like 10,000 this year. It was like $10 to win a grand. So I was pretty stoked about that when I put that bet in. But then we just got our ass demolished after LSU game. So it didn't really matter. But yeah. It's always fun to have it. It's always fun while it lasts.
Yeah.
Similar to other things I know.
Just want you to have fun.
Yeah, well, speaking of fun, I'm sure Phil had a little bit of it Sunday. I watched that Saints game with him, so let's dive balls deep into something that
we're going to do. He almost did it, though. He was very close to having a not fun time.
I know, it was awkward, and it was hilarious.
Super close to not having a fun time, but it worked out. I thought there was no way they were going to stop him.
No, me neither.
All right, Phil, give me a little recap. How do you feel about last week's game? Because I saw you sweat a little bit.
Oh, God. I mean, on the first, both teams went 3-and-out the first two drives, and then Carolina took that ball inside the 10. And in typical fashion of myself, I was like, game's over. Carolina's got this. Then the dude misses a 20-something yard field goal, and it's like, holy shit, that's a game changer. And, I mean, it most definitely was. Two plays later, Ted Ginn's in the end zone.
Ted Ginn. Former Carolina Panther.
Former Carolina Panther.
Yeah, that had to feel pretty good.
What's it called? Yeah, and also, if you think about it, Graham Gano went 29 of 31. So that may have been like the reverse of the Phil Karma coming back at you. It's going to try to get you all the way to heartbreak zone before it actually comes laying down the hammer on you.
Well, me and my buddy Tekka have this ongoing joke that like nobody misses a field goal ever in the Dome. Like nobody. They don't. You don't miss field goals in the Superdome. Yeah, except for our kicker. But dude misses a 28-yarder. But then, of course, it evened itself out with him nailing a 58-yarder, which was pretty impressive.
Is that at the end of the half?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so I was a little bit... I had the over in the Panthers, as I told you. So sitting in a bar full of Saints fans after they got in within five, I was playing with the house's money because the over had hit. So I was just watching Phil just like shit bricks over here, and like this whole bar is freaking out, and... I think the last time we were at that bar was when LSU lost to Bama, so it had been twice in two trips for Phil.
Heartache.
He would have been not back to the Heartbreak
Emily
Hotel.
Asked me, she goes, she told me, you look physically ill right now.
It's what happens, man. It's what being a fan's all about.
Shit, do you imagine being a Georgia fan last night?
That game was miserable.
Oh, God.
I spoke with some buddies in a group chat, and they were like, and I agreed with the sentiment. Like, I would have broken my television. My phone would be the reason my television's probably broken because it had gone through it. The guy that had the video of the door getting smashed.
Yeah,
into,
and that door.
That'd have been me. I'd have had so much heartbreak.
That was after
I would not, I'd have been depressed. If State could ever get to that level and then lose right there on the steps, it would kill me. It would kill me. Right
not there. To go back into the game, but we are. And, I mean, let's not forget Georgia... multiple times thought they had the game won, but it was 2nd and 26 or something when he scored the touchdown.
Yeah, and he's kind of almost out of field goal range, especially for a guy that...
Oh, he was a 1,000,000% out of field goal range. Are you kidding me? They were back at the 41.
I mean, it was bad.
There's not a chance in... I mean, once a Reb, always a Reb. My boy Papa Giorgio, I feel real good. He couldn't even win the kicking job for us. How the fuck is he kicking at Alabama?
Well, I am glad one thing.
What's up with that?
I don't want one kid to be the GOAT, because especially with those hillbilly trash fans of
Bama,
they would all
bad.
Be sending death threats. And he's a senior. He's trying to get out of there with a degree. So I'm okay with how it ended in that regard. Like, yeah, that sucks. But freshman mistake, taking a sack like that, but... Yeah, we'll go back to the
but
NFL.
But what a throw.
I know.
Holy shit,
yeah,
man.
I don't want to see that guy for the
fucking
next 3 years.
Fucking walk-off. Walk-offs are great. That's back-to-back walk-offs in college football.
And it's better than the NFL version where Tom Brady celebrates, but then he has to wait to celebrate because they may actually have to review and turn the play over like they had to
do.
Such a great night.
It's great night. Great night for the league, I tell you what.
Yeah. As SEC biased as we are,
yeah.
We were excited
great
for both
for
programs and excited to not have the losing dog in the fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel good.
Yeah. So back to the NFL. Yeah. New Orleans wins last week. Buffalo and Jacksonville is exactly who we thought they were.
Yeah.
Inept offenses.
Boring as fuck.
I mean, I wouldn't have gone. I wouldn't.
I got a buddy that's
either.
A Jags fan. He just swears it was the greatest game ever. I was like, yeah, for you it was, but for the other 98% of the country, it was fucking miserable.
Well,
so can the Jags beat the Steelers for the second time this year? The defense is stout.
Yeah.
Jalen Ramsey is legit fucking awesome.
But
like he
So you're basically saying, can Blake Bortles, like, complete some passes?
And without Ryan Shazier, who is the leader of that defense, I know they're playing inspired, but oftentimes without playing with your leader is a little bit difficult.
It's also going to probably be fucking cold. And
they won in spite of Blake Bortles.
I think they're pros. I don't think the weather bothers that many people unless you get, like, that negative six like you had in Minnesota that year they were outside.
It could be. It's going to be cold as shit there. It's going to be freezing in Pittsburgh this week. Probably. I haven't looked at the weather.
Yens, look it up.
Out there. I'm just throwing it out there. Well, then I got to.
I mean, it's been fucking cold up there.
Yeah. Pull a bomb cyclone. Yeah. You seen this? You heard about this? I don't know if you've seen it on the news.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody
has. Yeah. The wind has been whipping.
You know what's ironic? Phil will know things that are not topics of conversation for the podcast, but when it comes to like six things we ask him to know before the podcast, he's like, shit.
What do you want me to know?
That's a raid. I'm just referencing past episodes, be like, sorry, I forgot to keep up. I don't have any locks for us this week, things like that. But if you ask him about the economic crisis in, like, Ukraine, he's got like, all
that. Oh, yeah. So anyway, the problem there is the president's a real prick.
It will be chilly this weekend in Pittsburgh. So, yeah, we'll see how that one goes. But at the same time, that game sucked. But there were some other games. I mean, Andy Reid pulled a really fat man thing to do.
So that game went from the Titans coach being on the hot seat to ending with Andy Reid probably being on the hot seat. I mean, that guy hadn't done shit. They haven't won a home playoff game since, what, like the 90s?
Bro? Yeah, it was well documented, like, eight in a row or something. The game.
Yeah, they kept mentioning it.
No, he can win on the road. He's won on the road at least.
We're not talking about
that. I know, but he has the biggest blunders.
That was a massive blowjob.
He just needs to go.
Whoa. Blowjobs are awesome. Blunders are bad.
Andy just needs to go. I think they need to get rid of Andy. And they're probably going to get rid of Alex Smith and roll with Mahomes.
I'm okay with that.
That's what the fans want.
Yeah.
He looked good against a pretty strong. I mean, most of the defense from Denver was on the field in week 17, and Mahomes looked all right. I mean, and that's a pretty. That's
yeah,
a top
you just
seven
want
difference.
Him to look all right. I mean,
he's a rookie that never played.
Yeah, first time to play. Yeah. It's not like he's burning a red shirt. I mean, you might as well get him some reps. But yeah, I thought that was pretty.
I mean, he's no Chad Kelly. That's all I gotta say about it.
You mean he goes to work on time, doesn't run on high school football fields, or
bro? You always bring up the past, like.
Well, he hasn't done anything for us in the present, Pierce. He hasn't done anything.
You gotta focus on Chad.
What's he doing? What were his stats this year?
Yeah, he's been hurt, dude. He tore his ACL last November.
So he can't run on a high school football field with a torn ACL either. Or go to the bar.
He's protecting his family, man. Maybe you don't understand that fight or flight mentality.
It seems fight or flight.
Yeah,
it seems fight or flight.
He had to do it, man.
Yeah, go get that AK. Threaten everyone.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's just like hearsay. That's a completely different incident. So, like, you just like to generalize all our shit. It's cool. I don't mind. Chad's cool, though, man. Don't be hating on Chad. He's going to be the starter here very soon.
So, I've been hearing rumblings on the internet. Obviously, as y'all know, I get all my news from Twitter. Of Kirk Cousins.
Maybe coming here?
Yeah.
I mean, I suggested that.
That's not where I heard it.
I guess Elway's a listener who follows me.
John, if you want to come on, talk about the controversy of your quarterback position.
You got to make a move. You can't have another season like you had this year. The natives are restless.
You got to get an established guy.
Got to get a guy.
They can't draft him. He's drafted Brock Osweiler.
I think Cousins fits perfectly.
It sounds like he doesn't have the eye for drafting talent, or his head scout does, and if it's a buddy. I did see that Kubiak is going to be taking a little bit larger role in the program again after his, you know, health scare.
What was his health scare? I mean, I don't know.
I think he had some complications on the sideline one game in his final season, and then stepped away from the team but took a role in a different position or something of the sort. Which is pretty much just get healthy, and John Elway is going to get you paid because he's your buddy.
Yeah.
And then now he's going to take a reestablished role. But I think he's been well known around the NFL as someone, not necessarily a quarterback whisperer, but someone that can actually, I guess, identify and maybe select not even necessarily develop, like be hands on, but at least identify what you need in a quarterback and if he can find one that's good for John, because John doesn't seem to have that ability.
Mm-mm.
Speaking of not having that ability, Tennessee doesn't have the ability to beat New England this weekend. So we've
not had a fucking chance, yeah. Dude.
So we'll bip and bop all around this card for the day.
We did leave out the Falcons Rams.
We're not done with that. I'm just moving up and down the line here, bro.
We don't follow any particular order.
We've never had order. It's organized chaos at best. But yeah, I was gonna recommend give a shout out to the Caldy and Sammy L for Big W Titans on Saturday. Is it Saturday? Yes, Saturday. I don't know as much if it's a win for y'all, but a loss from Kansas City lost that game. But at the same time, congrats on losing to the Patriots this weekend. Onward and upward, Atlanta. They're starting to kind of take form like they did last year.
Yes, they are.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
That you may see them if you can get past Minnesota?
It's the ultimate. It's the ultimate like conundrum. Like, do we? You know, I've almost never cheer for Atlanta, you know, ever, unless I need them to help the Saints. But do we want them in the NFC Championship, or do we just want to, play the Eagles without Carson Wentz?
You'd rather play the Eagles. You'd rather play the Eagles without Carson. It's not possible. I just don't think it's possible.
No, Atlanta's winning that game. I mean, they're in the NFC Championship game. It's just a matter of who they play.
Pierce, will you Stone Cold Lock of the Week that for Phil?
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah. Absolutely. Phil is guaranteeing.
He's guaranteeing
the Atlanta Falcons win. Guaranteed. Phil Gray.
And he was doing that genuinely, so that means he just anchored the fuck out.
Yeah, that's how it is. Yes, that is truly how it works. You can't determine how it works.
It cancels out when it's a team that I really fucking hate.
Man, we gotta make a rules of the anchor.
I think we just kind of make it up as we go along. Similar to this website and podcast.
Probably write a book on the complexities of the Phil Gray anchor system. Because I know, but
I'm not cheering for them, you know.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Okay. So we'll
my
see.
Cheering.
What I think's gonna happen because of this pick is the Eagles are gonna win. So we'll see what happens.
My favorite part is where Phil's worried about who he's gonna play next and doesn't mention the fact that he has to go through a team that's playing with their third string quarterback and third string running backs.
I'm not saying we're gonna win. I'm defense. Just saying, you know,
I got four tickets. I got my seats. I got two tickets.
I'm not
over
a fucking.
Here.
I'm not a fucking player. I'm allowed to think ahead.
Yeah. That's just pretty bold, Phil.
I don't think it's going to happen.
So now you're worried about the Falcons because they're going to have to play the Vikings? That's
well,
nice
yeah.
of you to think
if,
about the
if
Falcons.
If we lose,
like
I want them to lose. You know, I don't want anything good to happen to the Atlanta Falcons. Sorry.
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 Sorry. Don't want to know
you. Sounds very petty of you, Phil.
Get out of here.
It is. It is. Extremely.
All right, so let's run through these for the gamblers out there that really appreciate our picks. I'm going to give y'all mine because I'm going to that's what this podcast
well, lay
is
them
for.
On me, bro.
So yeah. It's Atlanta at Philly. Philly's getting 2.5. I'm taking the Falcons. I'm with Phil on this one.
Yeah, it's going to be 17, but let's say 31-13.
Yeah, Philly's defense kind of looked rough in week 7, or Philly's offense looked rough in week 17, and you kind of wanted Nick Foles to be able to kind of work into the first team. Didn't really flow that well.
Oh, they look like garbage, and they pulled them really quick, too, just so they didn't disappoint everybody and, have the fans down.
Yeah, I thought they were
going
to try to, get up on the Cowboys and then let them sit. I figured they need to find some sense of,
awful.
Home and similarity, everything.
Well, that's what they wanted, but it just looked like so much shit. They're like, all right, we can't, leave this out there and have people just think about this the whole time.
Get rid of that product.
So, let's just get rid of them and act like that was the plan. Just a couple series. We didn't show anything. Yep. Yeah, they just tried to make it,
I'm going to take the Patriots. I feel ESPN.
Well, no, he's
taking
the points.
Oh, it's 13. Yeah. And last week, I was really strong on hammering the teams that were getting points because they were all around a touchdown. And I was thinking these teams aren't that far apart. And I think all four of them covered.
So, I take the Titans there, Skip.
The Saints didn't cover.
Give me them points.
I was talking about underdogs last week. And this week, I'm taking favorites, it seems. I'm going to go ahead and take Pittsburgh because I think Blake Bortles' offense is worse than the Pittsburgh defense.
What's that line?
And I think they washed. It's going to be Pittsburgh given 7.5. So I'm going to probably buy it down to 7. And I think that they win 17-10, maybe 17-6.
Oh, it's an under game. I never give out unders, but you can stone
I bet the
cold
under,
lock
that was in that parlay
under.
I had last
it's
week.
Gonna it's going to be 13-6.
Yeah, I didn't check the over-unders, but that's a game-time decision for Sunday.
I
so
bet
we'll
it's 38.
Yeah.
I bet it's super low.
And then in the New Orleans minigame, I'm actually going to take New Orleans. So it's not all favorites. I like New Orleans to go Sage. Up there. I think the defense is good enough to slow down Diggs and Thielen. And that line, the front seven's not as bad as people think. Manti Te'o, despite Cam all the Jordan's jokes. Cam Jordan's all pro. I know, I'm just saying, but you need more than just
Cam threes. Jordan had a fucking baller game.
Yeah, but I mean, I thought that was, I was kind of surprised with your linebackers. I mean, yeah. I know who Cam Jordan is. Right. I didn't know Manti was there until 3 weeks ago or something.
I didn't either.
As one so of the, as
I
one
was
of,
surprised at how well he played.
As what one of the girls said during the game, is that the internet guy?
One of them really did say that. So, those are my picks for the weekend. Fade accordingly.
Good luck. About the Saints. We're all on the Saints. I like that. Fuck the Vikings.
Right? I didn't say I was on the Saints.
I mean, but you are. No. Like, deep down, no matter what you say, like, you're on it.
It's all right. You can be. Did
I just, I mean, it's not a big deal.
Like, I mean, they're using you as
you're
motivation.
You're scared to say that you are.
They're still using the letter from Phil as motivation. So it doesn't matter who you pick on the podcast. We know those guys are listening, and we know for a fact
I cannot
they use
wait.
You for motivation because you're a jerk.
So you know, when they win the Super Bowl, like when teams win the Super Bowl, they carry around the newspaper. So on one side, it'll be like the cover of the Times-Picayune. On the back side, it's going to be Phil Gray's article from Hashsports.
Speaking of the Times-Picayune, I mean,
that was a sick burn.
All time,
body slammed him.
Body bagged him. Yeah, that was bad.
Carolina Panthers have a new owner, the New Orleans Saints.
Go ahead and sell that to a
pretty boss. That's kind of like when AJ Brown declared himself the mayor of Starkville after just destroying Mississippi State 2 years in a row. That's pretty great.
He's definitely fucking good.
He's ridiculous. Ridiculous. God, y'all would kill for a receiver like that.
Luckily, we got a couple in the early signing period.
It's
we'll
cool.
See.
It's all right. Jomo is going to bring that program to Penn State level of success. I mean, the guy invented offense. I don't know if you heard that, Phil.
Is this a pick on Kip? I'm liking it. He's flustered, keep taking shots at the king. Kip is flustered.
Hey, preseason ranked 19, dude. They're preseason 19. That's a good starting point.
Wait, what?
I think that was Slay Balls. Mark Slay Balls earlier.
I thought you were talking about gambling odds. I was like, timeout.
No, preseason number 19, according to Mark Slay Ball of ESPN.
Well, I don't believe in the polls until later in the season. That's how it screws me out every year. It screwed Auburn. Yeah. Classic Sparky situation.
Listen, what I'm talking about, you got to start higher. So, I mean, you need to get higher than 19 before the season.
Yeah, that's
around.
What I'm saying. The polls before week 5 don't even matter. What matters is the gambling odds. That's where you can get your money's worth. Because it doesn't matter where you start. It's where you finish.
Yeah.
Pierce.
Yeah, what matters if you beat Alabama, too. You got to beat Alabama.
God, I don't see it. I don't know how we keep coming back to them. Fuck them. What we need is Saban to go to the Giants, like the reports that you read on the internet.
Oh, yeah. The reports.
Bruce Arians said that he would. He's jonesing for the Giants job.
Man, I don't know why he would.
Yeah.
Why would you not? He tied Bear Bryant right now, right? He's got more national titles than every head coach currently combined.
In all of college football?
In all of college football, combined.
That's so fucking awesome.
Urban's got, we could probably like add them up. Urban's got two. Jimbo's got one.
Urban's got three. One at Ohio State and two at Florida.
Okay, so that's four when you add in Jimbo.
Dabo's got one.
Dabo, that's five. How many are we supposed to get to? I already forgot.
Six.
I hate math. Oh, we only need one more?
Gene Chizik's not coaching.
LSU.
What?
Ogeron's
got no name.
Oh, we're talking current, my bad. God, yeah. I forgot my own criteria. God.
Bob Stoops isn't coaching.
No, he's out.
Bobby Bowden's not coaching. I'm trying to think of the last
USC.
Coach.
Yeah, this
Pete
is gonna,
Carroll's not coaching. I think that's a right
Chip
stat.
Kelly's never won
Chip
one.
Kelly.
Oh, no, it's totally a stat. I saw it on the bottom line of ESPN. I just don't know who the other one is. I just thought we could get there. I just assumed
it's probably
we could
someone
get
that's
there.
Like, but Jim Tressel at Youngstown State. Although I think Bo Pelini's the coach there.
Yeah, he's the AD there.
Yeah,
Yeah,
but president. He's the president.
Yeah, maybe, he like runs the whole fucking thing. I mean, Youngstown's probably, I could probably run
this. Is called Tangent of Tangent.
Yeah. But yeah, it's okay. It's, we don't,
high
if,
podcast.
If we don't think about it, it's cool. I mean, it's not a big deal. But now it's really kind of killing me.
Well, let's get our thinking caps on, because I want to dive into our new segments. I enjoyed them last week. I think they're great conversation pieces. And yeah, I want to get back into it.
He doesn't like conversation.
Football's done. We're getting... Let's go. Oh, it's Olympic season. As we mentioned last week, we're going to bring to you improvements for a sport every week, a different sport, how we can make this game better, maybe just to get more viewers. This our last week, I think we did curling.
No, we no, talked we did, about
oh,
curling.
We did,
about the two-man luge.
Bobsled.
Two-man luge, how they don't need to lay on top of each other. They need to have two sleds chained together, feet to face. And yeah, that's how
with,
it needs to
with,
be.
With things in the middle of the path.
And they, okay, or, and then they also need the add the double women luge to make things all
true.
Correct.
So
but
that,
they still don't need to lay on each other. They still get the separate sleds.
It's all right.
Like
that's called a recap of last
anyway,
week. We don't.
Yeah,
need...
I was just weird. Hey, dude, I'm telling you, a lot of these people probably didn't listen. So maybe they missed the Olympic segment.
If you missed last week's Olympic segment where we kicked off this party, go back and give it a listen.
I'm gonna recap.
Yeah,
every week.
Great recap.
But this week we got a new sport, and this one is brought to you by Pierce, so we're going to let him tee off.
Did it last
Let's
week,
change man. Up speed skating.
Pierce? Well, you know, just like maybe like relay speed skating is not just like speed skating like one-on-one. I'm thinking like the relay event maybe should be more like roller derby, where you can like take people out. Everybody's live. It's not like somebody's waiting to go, but like everybody's in the action, and you got like what they call them, chasers and blockers or
jammers.
Yeah, you have your
we did a little
jammers.
Research. That's right, yeah. America. We did this because we care about y'all.
Well, and it kind of goes back to something we talked about last week too. Like we actually got on to like ice boxing and stuff like that, like sports that they should do like crossover, you know, and doing both.
I
and
think
this is kind of that roller derby.
Well. Unfortunately, I didn't think about this when we were preparing for this segment.
Oh, great. This all
but now I, surprise. I've had a thought. Sugar. I've had a thought.
Oh, my God. An original thought, y'all. Get ready. Get
it's
ready.
It's kind of tough to do roller derby style worlds when you've got fucking blades on your...
Don't listen to
shit,
Phil.
Dude.
Don't listen
to
Phil.
So,
no,
so we have stroke really slits on the fucking racetrack?
Yes,
that's
similar to hockey.
We were just
is it happen in hockey?
Yeah, we're talking
they've
about
got guards. I guess
okay, they
give
them
a fucking helmet.
He's
right.
Gonna send him out.
Give him a helmet.
Phil's sending him out there with no protection
he's,
whatsoever.
He's sitting with like the roller derby like bikinis that the girls
they
wear on
helmets.
MTV. Where you give them hockey masks and then
they,
put them in normal people all right, clothes.
All right, man, standard right. issue roller
see, that's
derby.
That's a thought I didn't have.
Look,
I was just thinking, you know,
no, it's okay.
danger.
Now this is my problem with Pierce's idea.
Have you ever seen roller derby though? Like standard issue uniform has a helmet. I mean, they're protected.
What does the helmet have to do with a blade touching any other part of your body?
Well, I mean, what does it have to do with it in hockey either?
Throats
aren't getting slashed. Let's just chill out, Freddy Krueger.
Here, yeah, you need to get your mind out of the gutter here and start thinking more positively about how we could change the game of and change the sport.
I don't want to end up as the NFL, though.
A little roughhousing and you put
up
boards.
Phil, we're not actually liable for anything. Okay. Forget that our LLC is useless and worthless. My problem with it is that I feel that more than four people, like you said, it was a relay race. I feel we should have maybe eight people out there.
I mean,
you
can change.
Really
I mean,
have
changing
some
the sport, you can add more people. It doesn't really matter. I'm just if we're picking like a particular sport here.
Speed skating. I watched 10,000.
Long distance ones because like,
yeah,
you get tired of just watching them. It doesn't even. It gets to a point where it doesn't even look like they're going that fast, even though they really are.
They're cruising. Yeah.
And I mean, and it's just like, well, okay, end this shit or, you know, get some drama. So, yeah.
I feel that, I mean, yeah, it's similar to NASCAR, but for like, and I watched this. I don't know if anybody saw it on our Instagram story. If you don't, go follow us, LNO Podcast. I watched some of this on the Olympics channel the other day. Apparently, like, the folks from like Norway or somewhere like that take 10,000 meter speed skating as religiously as like folks here take, I'd say, like, I guess. Swimming would be an Olympic sport we give a shit about. Like, they have but everyone tune into it.
See, I wouldn't doubt that at all. I mean, they're winter sports dominated. And then when you have somebody that's had success at that, then...
So imagine a bunch of hot blondes beating the shit out of each other out there on the ice. It's hot.
Yeah. And
that's going to raise the roof on ratings. It's almost like American Gladiators. I like this idea. I'm buying Phil's idea. Talk about something.
Okay, if they're redoing... if they're redoing all these TV shows and all this shit, why don't they bring back American Gladiators? Like, that was
a kick-ass
show.
They tried, and it was bad.
It on, like, Netflix or something and, like, make it a little more kick-ass.
See, what I think we need to do is, you know those Japanese ones they have?
Y'all seen Beastmaster on Netflix? Ultimate Beastmaster? It's kind of like a rip-off of Ninja Warrior. But it's cool. Tiki Barber's hosting season 2.
Tiki Barber.
I mean, that's scraping rock bottom for the hosting season 2. The first season, Tiki, it was got Terry in a little Crews. Trouble
before the Me Too campaign. He was pre-Me Too campaign. He got knocked for banging people around at the
office. He's trying to ease his way back.
Yeah, right, so he's on this show.
Shout out to Tiki. If you want to come on the podcast, we can help grow your brand.
He doesn't give a shit on this show. It's pretty funny.
Nice. Okay, so tune into that show. That's called Free Advertising.
Ultimate Beast Master on Netflix.
But yeah, so I think they did try
the Indian team, the Gladiators, is laughable.
But it wasn't available.
They should totally bring back American Gladiators. They should totally bring that back.
They did, and it didn't succeed.
Okay, it was the wrong fucking time.
They gotta go with more Japanese games, like the people trying to climb the slippery stairs.
Oh my god, slippery stairs. No Americans would actually do that.
Bullshit. I've seen people like eat fecal matter on the internet for $100. I look at weird stuff.
Man, that slippery stairs thing is one of the funniest things I've ever
seen. Some of the porn I watch makes me wonder what people would do for money, much less anything else. It's flabbergasting. Well,
people will do anything for money.
Exactly. Especially getting a latex suit and climb up some slippery stairs.
I wouldn't do that shit.
Well, Pierce, you may have a little higher.
I would never, ever, ever be on the Slippery Stairs show.
You could shave your beard and put that thing on, and nobody would even fucking know you're on the
show. I would never go on the Slippery Stairs show. You wouldn't go on that fucking show either.
If somebody was like $25,000 to beat these fucking couch loafs over here up there, I'd find my fucking way up there. That's climb on the skulls of my dead competitors.
And what if you don't? What if you lose and you're like you're that guy in like yellow that can only make it up like 2 stairs and he falls every time.
You don't tell anybody how it goes until after. They don't know when it airs.
In this day and age, it's just impossible.
It's like going on Global Guts like or something like that.
God, they should they should bring back Guts, man. TV used to be great.
That's an Olympic sport.
Man, we need to do...
Just bring Global Guts to the Olympics. If you're listening to IOC...
Adults will watch that.
That's a great podium topic. Nickelodeon shows.
Here we go. Save it for a future date, because speaking of which, we do have a new podium topic for the week. For those that didn't listen last week, like Pierce may have mentioned, we actually started a new game because of the Olympics. We're going to give podium medals, bronze, silver, and gold, to different topics of whatever the fuck we choose, because that's what we get to do when we do a podcast. And you're still listening, so here we are.
Hopefully.
This
40 minutes in.
Last week was 90s nostalgia movies for sports athletes. This week, we're going to do best N64, or your favorite 64 games growing up. So Nintendo 64 games, if you played Sega, man, that sucks. But at the same time...
Sega, just quit listening right now.
Well, it's like Pepsi drinkers of the world.
Sega before N64, though?
I think Sega was during the whole... I mean, it was Nintendo versus Sega the whole time. The key was to either have both or not only
Who cares? They overlap. Yeah. It's cool. Let's not get down into the weeds of it. Always feel like percolating those fucking stupid bubbles. I felt them coming.
Stupid bubbles.
Yeah, let's not get into the mud.
Man, we should make a stupid bubble shirt. That's pretty good. Just like somebody at the top of somebody's head and little bubbles floating up.
All right, let's get back to that. A really bad idea.
God. All stupid. Right. I'm going to make that.
That's Thinking Out Loud with Pierce, a new segment that will not be brought back to you.
Bullshit.
Let's go back to Podium Awards. We're going to go ahead and let Phil start this party. Phil, who you got bottom to top?
On the bronze, coming into the bronze, is Zelda, the Ocarina of Time. Is that what it's
called? Ocarina of Time?
Yeah.
I never really played much Zelda.
I mean, it's not really my cup of tea, but...
if it's not your cup of tea, why is it in
I got addicted to it,
metal?
And I have, you know, had some good buddies come over and play it after school, and then my mom would... freak the fuck out because we were playing for so long and kick everybody
out
the house.
They got a Nintendo Switch and it's got a new Zelda on it that I know somebody that spent 250 hours playing it recently.
I'm not looking to do that.
You should get one.
No.
All right. So Zelda's not a bad one, and I'm kind of with Pierce on this one. I didn't play a lot of Zelda, but I was not.
Well, I know kids that did though. So
it was a role play. It's an RPG. So
yeah,
I wasn't good at it. So, yeah. But I wasn't good at very many games either.
I just played mostly sports.
Mine will be very apparent that they're dumbed down versions of games. But we'll go ahead and see what's next, Phil.
Silver. We got Ken Griffey Jr. Baseball.
Now, that one I can agree with. That one I can agree with. When Phil had mentioned, when we talked about the discussion, this is one that really piqued my interest. I know it's probably low on the critic scale, but I do like it because if you were a baseball fan, especially at the age that we were when the game came out, like, who the fuck didn't love Ken Griffey Jr.? And, I mean, everybody on the game was so cool to be. And you could go mimic their batting stance in the batting cage during the summer league. It was a lot of fucking fun.
Man, Griffey was so smooth. God damn.
And it all comes, like, both my choices to Ken Griffey Jr. and Zelda have been because of one of our former guests. We would play those games for fucking hours.
Sparky
and video games are pretty synonymous.
I've actually noticed that when Phil and I were roommates, I think Sparky was kind of our roommates as well. He logged some solid FIFA hours over at our house. I'd wake up in the middle of the night to get water, and that motherfucker's playing video games on like a Wednesday. He's like, don't worry about it, man. It's not a big deal.
I got this.
All right, cool, man. I'm going to go back to sleep now. So, yeah, I can believe it. You and that game is also one that you could log some hours between Zelda and King Griffey.
Oh, yeah.
And then, so where do you have it gold, Philip?
And then I think most listeners will sympathize or agree with this. Gold medal, Mario Kart.
Yeah, it's fucking
yeah, crazy. I mean, you can't really argue with that.
It's a Mario safe Kart, play, like, though, Phil.
It was safe.
We're trying to gain listeners, and Phil's over here and plays the fuck out.
That's what happens
it.
When you give me the first go at
that's
it.
That's why I wanted to do it, because I wanted to rip on you for that exact reason.
Right.
I love Mario Kart, too. It's in my top three. But, God, you should have thrown some... I like this. The King Griffey.
I mean, I went off the beaten path with Ken Griffey.
That is true.
Okay, what would be your four though?
If you had a gun
to your head,
what's an honorable mention for you tonight?
See, I like it because I know that you didn't prepare for this, so I want to ask you.
Well, it would. And this is it was just GoldenEye, but I sucked at the game, and it was an RPG too because that I suck at those games. But it was just I don't know.
That was more a first-person shooter.
Well, whatever.
Yeah. I'm not necessarily an esports guy, but I mean, if someone paid me enough money, I'd get into it.
But it was just...
Those guys make a shit ton of money, apparently.
Fuck yeah, they do. Fucking geeks. If any esports guys want to come on and talk about their gaming...
I bet some of the Spike Squad members do esports.
I want to have an esports guy. That would be a great market to crack into. Not only are they on the internet... But maybe there's some cool folks.
They
probably got good cheap weed.
They are the internet.
We didn't see Spike Squad once
weed.
During the game last night.
They showed them in like the first half. Yeah. There was like three of them there. And the Joker was notoriously absent.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is.
Turmoil?
Do not ask.
Turmoil?
I don't know. I think the Joker's going to break away and like form his own squad. I think that's what they're fearful of, is him becoming too powerful.
I don't know how we got on this
But
tangent.
I don't know the inner workings of their organization because they won't let me in. God.
Well, Pierce, since you're shut out of that group, why don't you go ahead and tell us
this? I'm shut out of pretty much every group, Skip.
Well, you're still in this one for the time being, so why don't you go ahead and give us your podium medals for this evening?
All right, I hope y'all are ready for this. At bronze, I got Tony Hawk Pro Skater. I was fucking grinding rails and doing kick flips and shit all the time. I wish I could think of some more.
That game was literally one that you could play till 4 a.m. Yeah. I remember playing it with the neighbors and with the brother and being like, the birds are chirping outside.
It's like, how high of a fucking score can you get?
I know. Did you just get... That was all one continuous trick?
Yeah. Like, you see what I just chained together there? Oh, my God. And I think... Was that a game you could, like, save a replay on? Probably not.
This may have been a little too early. I think that was
probably too early. Yeah. But anyway.
Well, you did have memory packs where you could save, like, game logs and stuff. Yeah. I can't remember if videos were available.
Yeah, I don't even remember. But you could just do some sick shit on there. And, yeah, you would sit down at, like, 3 in the afternoon, and next thing you know, it would be 3 the next day. You didn't really know what was going on. But that's my bronze. I'm rolling with that.
I like it. That's a strong play.
Strong good play. Start. Oh, good man. Start. See, my list is the best list. Silver medal, I got Mario Tennis. I don't know if y'all played Mario Tennis. Mario Tennis was fucking dope.
Mario Tennis was fun. And one of the best parts about it was the same thing that was great about Mario Kart. That if you had three friends over or just two friends, you could play. Everyone was included. Like, it wasn't a game where three folks were watching. You could play with everyone involved.
That's why I liked
it. And it was awesome. And, like, four-player, you can even play doubles, and it gives you a reason to possibly, you know, like,
hit your buddy some
or something if your buddy fucks up. But at the same time, it's a lot of fun.
Kip, that was a little aggressive right there.
Skip's getting aggressive for those of you listening on the webs.
And I'm not very happy.
I'm sorry. He's pissed. Phil is pissed.
We'll have to hug it out later.
You fucking better, bro.
So I remember that game.
That's my Mario entry here. Like, I mean, everybody loved Mario Kart. I loved Mario Kart. It did not make my list simply because it was number one on Phil's list. Pierce likes
to be different.
So yeah, I gotta be different. I mean, we're gonna sit here and all give the same three fucking games. Like, fuck that shit. So anyway, number one. I mean, my gold medal. That was supposed to be a drum roll. I'll find a better. But number one, GoldenEye. How can you not like GoldenEye? I'm not really into shoot 'em up games, but that game was fucking great. Because again, everybody could play.
Right, I had it on the honorable mention, even though
it's the whole multiplayer aspect of it. And when we were kids, that was like some of the first shit that you could do that on.
Yeah, so let me ask you, what was your board and what was the gun game?
I don't even remember all those boards.
I remember Proximity Mines and the Complex. Oh, man.
Yeah.
And the temple with the crazy doors and the ceiling. You could remember
the temple.
Proximity Mines were the jam.
Were the shit. Golden
Gun was great, but it was one and done every time. So well, but
you
could put it
on like License to Kill too, and you could kill everybody in one shot with every gun.
But I enjoy having the guns valued a little bit more.
Kind of. It was just a setting. It's just a setting. Okay, yeah. It's something you could flip it to.
I think I could still get through the complex pretty easily.
I probably could too. I mean, you give me like an hour or so, but that was the thing. Like, that game was just all about who could, like, you knew you'd show up in like four different spots after you die or five. Like, it was just who could get through that fucking board the fastest and pop off a shot into
your face. You want to get to one room, like, and then like bunk it down with like the grenade launchers, like in the primo room.
Like, you can wait in a place. Like, if you're in a room where people come back and somebody dies, you can just wait there and they might pop up. But if they do, boom, you're just going to fucking murder them.
It was a great game. That is a tough one to beat, man.
I loved it.
That is a strong
thing. Everything about it.
I'm not sure if I can beat it, but...
No, you probably can't, Skip. Let's see. I can't wait to hear, like, some fucking bullshit, like, Paper Mario come out of his... It's going to be great. I don't even know what Paper Mario was. I just saw it.
It's just mean, Pierce. Shut your mouth.
God, I don't know.
Shut up.
I don't know why I'm in such a bad mood. I'm not in a bad mood.
So, I'm going with mine.
That's standard.
Yeah, you're being normally shitty today. Yeah, you are. So, honorable mention, I'm going to start with the guy that's not on the podium. I'm going to start with Star Fox. Also a shoot-em-up game, but it was an aircraft shoot-em-up game. I don't know. And it was also a game you could play with four players, but it also had dual campaign, which was a strong play. So if you and the brother, or you and Pierce, if you had a friend or an invisible friend, that person could play. Like,
oh, shit, really?
It was great. It was great. So,
but how... never mind.
Star Fox is great.
I didn't own it, but I definitely played it.
Yeah. I don't think I ever played Star Fox.
It's all right.
I played a lot of sports games, pretty much all sports games.
You just were sitting there talking about Tony Hawk and GoldenEye. So
Tony Hawk is... sports.
Yeah, that's sports. And so Mario you, Tennis skateboarding is sports.
Yeah,
yeah,
skateboarding
but video games are in real life, too.
In video games and in real life. That's a debate for another day. I'm going to get through mine real quick. My bronze is going to Blitz.
NFL nice. Great game.
Slash nice. Blitz 2000, because it's the same thing, just maybe a little bit different.
Great game.
Updated rosters.
It was the
one more reason was the Cowboys were great, as well as Da Bomb, or I like to call it DA Bomb. I'm just throwing Da Bomb.
Da Bomb. I threw Da Bomb like every play. Yeah. That's all I read.
I mean, incredible game.
Why would I not run Da Bomb?
They kind of just parlayed the success of NBA Jam into a football game.
Exactly. It's called brilliance.
Yeah. No, like, I agree.
I still remember like the first time I saw that commercial and be like, holy fuck, I gotta have that game. Like, I don't know. Like,
I bought Blitz 2000.
Yeah,
and I'm sure everybody did.
I mean, I was like, "Fuck yeah, I got the exact same game, but I'll just buy." It's like iPhones. I was like, "Yeah, I'll just buy a newer version of this." I can't wait.
Well, wouldn't I?
I don't think I. That's had what that Madden. Any other game.
That's what Madden has been. What it feels like for the last 15 years.
I don't play video games anymore, so it's sad.
Well, no, you should definitely play FIFA.
Yeah, I agree on that. But
everybody should play FIFA. That should just be
I don't even remember what the soccer game was on the Super or the
probably
Nintendo.
FIFA.
I didn't play soccer back then.
EA Sports.
I played hockey. NHL 99 was dope.
Oh shit,
that's
that
a sleeper.
NHL 99 was really really.
All right,
really
so
dope.
My silver is the safe play of Mario Kart. So we've already talked on that. So I'll get by it, and then we're gonna go into the.
Well, you're gonna have to give another. What, did you give an honorable mention?
He started off with his honorable.
Okay,
mention.
Good.
Mario Kart was my silver.
Star Fox.
Super Smash Brothers is my gold.
I feel like I missed Smash Brothers by like 3 years. My little cousins that were like 3 years younger than me loved that shit.
Dude,
there was.
But
like,
it wasn't my jam.
Link was great. Kirby was a strong play. You could get away with all of them. It was a great game. So shout out to those.
I'm not
going to
talk shit about it.
No. That was
I don't
just
know anything
three.
About it.
No,
I
games
honestly
that,
never played it.
I think there were some games that we missed out.
Yeah, did y'all ever play Chef's Love Shack? South Park trivia game. It was a great game, but you learned all the questions within like a week or so, and then it just really became boring. But it had all these little mini games that were really fun. So like,
kind of like Mario Party?
Yeah, actually, it was like their version of Mario Party. You would answer questions, and then you would play these little mini games after it. So like answering the questions was really irrelevant.
I kind of back those things.
Yeah, it was a really cool game. I mean, not for the trivia part, but for the mini games, it was cool.
And
I enjoyed it.
I liked it.
South
Park. Mario Party as well. So the South Park version.
They sold out really fast. Like that was in like 99 or so. Like 2 years in, they're making Nintendo games. Like, that's pretty crazy. They're not doing that shit anymore because they got plenty of fucking money.
You mentioned NBA Jam. That's another heater that was on the sleeper list.
It
but
was.
That wasn't on N64.
They made a version of it for N64.
Yeah,
but when
that
I
was,
think about
that
it,
was
I
Super
don't,
Nintendo
yeah,
and Sega.
Yeah.
Was it? Okay. So I guess.
I got a buddy, John, that's like, that was like 94. He won like 94 games in a row of NBA Jam at the SAE house at Ole Miss. Nobody could beat this fucking guy. He was a freak of fucking nature.
That sounds terrible. What's it called?
What? You're just jealous. It's probably jealous. You
jealous.
Be, yeah.
That sounds about right.
That's God,
curious.
I wish I was.
Curious.
I wish
Get
I could.
Jealousy. I wish I could win in something. I just want to.
95 hours in a row.
It
I mean,
not,
dude, like
honestly,
the name drop
like
frat bro sounds
I'd be
miserable.
Jealous,
so. People sit around. People sit around and win basketball games. You know, like some folks go to class. Some people play NBA Jam all day.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah. Well, what's it called? Speaking of basketball, we'll kind of migrate out of the Olympics and dive right into, I guess, the only sport that's really going strong, sadly. Basketball and hockey. So let's talk basketball.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk it. Are you ready to
talk
about it?
Yeah, let's
talk
basketball.
Like, let's do it. Trae Young at Oklahoma is dope. We're watching him right now.
That
he
is
pretty fucking good.
He's averaging like 29 points a game, like 10 board or
well, I
want to
talk
of
about
assists.
I want to talk about the fact that CU, the team in our backyard, has gone and beaten both Arizona teams who were both, one of them was like, what, top five, and the other one was top 15?
Yeah.
And back-to-back games, they seem to be steamrolling. Let's
Buffs.
Say, they're a strong play. I mean, I know they play in the Pac-12, and so they'll probably end up losing to better teams. You know, they're not that good. But at the same time, at least we have something good in our backyard. We can
well,
go
Arizona
games.
State's probably one of the best teams in the Pac-12. So
and Arizona, but
Arizona has been not very good.
They've been losing a lot. They went like 0-3 in the Bahamas or some shitty tournament they went to. They went from like fifth in the country to unranked after that week.
Yeah,
they're crawling their way back. At least they were.
They're probably still ranked after that loss to the Buffs.
Classic Pac-12 problem.
Man, I tell you what. SEC is good, top to bottom.
In basketball?
Top to bottom?
Yeah.
Are you being serious?
Dude, they're like, Kentucky's good. Well, Kentucky's not as good as they normally are, but A&M's really good. Tennessee's good. Bama's good.
Bama's not that good. They're like 9-7.
Hey, there's people are good. People's a lot better. League's a lot better than
the How many would you say, all right, as we start conference play this past week, Rebs won over the Dogs. Y'all are like 2-0 or 2-1 in conference play.
2-1. Now we're playing Auburn here in a little bit. Who's ranked?
Or 1-1.
Arkansas is ranked, even though they lost to State.
2-2.
Nah, we beat A&M this week.
Oh, wait, aren't you like a Duke fan right now? Fuck LSU you. Football, Duke basketball, Yankees.
I fucking hate Duke.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
I think the SEC is going to get like 6 or 7 teams.
Fucking Grayson Allen.
Do you think we're going to get 6 or 7 teams in?
5 or 6. Let's say 5 or 6. That's a safer play. That's a safer play. But yeah, I mean,
most of them
are pretty easy. You know, yeah, they'll get a couple in they don't deserve, and then maybe a couple will sneak in the back door. But the SEC, this is one of the best years in the conference in a while. They're good.
Well, let's hope to get 5. I would like to see 6. I don't see 6 on the table. I'm trying to think of the 6 that would be available.
Kentucky,
Florida,
A&M, Tennessee, Arkansas, Auburn. That's Arkansas 6 right there.
Just lost Mississippi State.
That's okay.
That's going to hurt them when they're measuring.
That's fine. But I mean, they were ranked 22nd. I mean, Arkansas has got some quality non-conference schedule, too. They played Carolina. They played all sorts of people. Like, Arkansas at the end of the day is going to get in. That's 6 right there. Then you got teams like Rebs will be on the bubble. We'll win some games here and there. Bama will be on the bubble.
Y'all are not going to be on the bubble.
Y'all will be on the bubble. I guarantee we're on the bubble. Put us on the bubble.
Oh,
we're
going to
be
on
the
another,
far end of the bubble.
Look, we've got another guarantee on the show.
I got another fucking guarantee.
So would you say that, and you'll what seed will you be in the NIT when you don't get in the tournament?
Like a 3 or 4, probably. Okay.
So not a true bubble, because the true bubble is the one seed.
Well,
or the two, but there's occasional several, two.
Yeah, but I mean, who knows, man? I think we're gonna turn this ship around, and we're gonna start winning some ball games because we got talent. Andy's just got to get them playing. It starts tonight.
There you go. Well, good luck against the Tigers.
We've had their number lately, but they're really good this year.
Nice. There you go. Yeah, Bruce Pearl, despite not talking to the FBI, is actually a pretty good coach. Possibly a skis bag. Definitely a liar. Pretty good coach. So,
we've encouraged this that shitheads are the best coaches.
At least he learned this time, instead of talking to the FBI and lying, he just chose to say nothing and catch some flack from work and then go better. Yeah.
Fifth. 1, 2, 3, 4. Fifth.
Exactly. So, is what it is, but we'll see how the basketball is. That talking basketball? Are we done with that?
I think that was pretty good.
I don't
even
think we touched the NBA, but that's cool.
Yeah, but the NBA regular season doesn't matter at all. Like, wake me up when it's playoff time. Like,
they care about as much about the regular season as I care about the regular season.
Like, caring about the NBA regular season is the most pointless thing in the world. The playoffs last for 2 months. We'll have plenty of NBA talk when it comes around. And we know what it's going to be anyway. It's going to be Warriors. And then, well, I guess the Rockets maybe have a chance. But
well, Harden's hurt.
Yeah, right now. It's just a hammy.
I mean,
though.
It's January.
Just
though.
A hammy.
He should be good by June.
Yeah,
but I mean,
May,
as far
May,
as they're
going to
lose some games without him, and home court advantage does mean
something. Oh, dude,
something.
The Dubs are getting home court. They just are.
Yeah, Steph went off for 45 and 30 minutes.
Like, if they just want to start
three
beating,
quarters, yeah.
Yeah, if they just want to start beating ass, they'll just start beating ass, and they'll get it. And yeah, they're going to end up in the finals. And it's either going to be Cleveland or Boston.
It's not going to be either. It's going to be Cleveland.
Barstool guys were talking about how Gordon Hayward is going to be back for...
He'll be back soon, I think.
He's
going to
be back
weeks.
Sooner than later.
Yeah, a couple
so
weeks.
So what say ye if Gordon Hayward is 100% and they meet at the second to last week of May, do you give Boston a chance then?
No.
I mean, because Boston's
LeBron James
good.
Is having one of the best years of his career.
Yeah, and they'll probably make some moves and tinker around with them. I mean, they got so many old.
And Isaiah, he's had a great year. We're talking about Gordon. We're talking about Gordon Hayward coming back. What about Isaiah Thomas?
They just got Isaiah back.
Yeah, but he doesn't play defense for shit.
None of them do, though.
I mean but even in the playoffs, I mean,
they'll up in the playoffs.
God,
man.
Are you falling into the same trap as last year, where Barron's like, what? You know?
No, I believe Kyrie changes the whole dynamic because LeBron.
So Kyrie's going to take down LeBron.
He thinks Kyrie's
with Gordon take down and Horford, he can take down LeBron. No.
He thinks he's going to take down LeBron
because LeBron does not have the supporting cast to help him out. LeBron can score 40, but that team can maybe only score 50 without him. And 90 is not enough to beat those teams that have Jalen Smith's looking or Jalen Brown's looking good. No, Jalen Smith.
Jalen Brown.
Jalen Brown. Sorry, I can't remember.
You had it the second time.
Damn it!
Oops.
But hey, it's cool.
What's called? Horford's a consistent 17-10, 17-12 guy. And then if you get Hayward back, you have another consistent first look guy. And you still have Kyrie, who Avery Bradley, you said, who was once the defensive player of the year with the Celtics when he got traded. He said, who's the hardest to play or defend? He said Kyrie. So I believe Kyrie is a very big swing vote. And then when you give his supporting cast better than LeBron's, I think that can beat Cleveland.
Yeah, they definitely have a chance. It just doesn't seem like that's what's going to happen.
It's, yeah, betting against LeBron's a fool's
bet. Yeah, that's cool. Bron. That's the only way the list affects Bron is if he doesn't go to the finals. Right. That's it. So we'll see. We'll see what's stronger.
The list is starting to...
starting to fizzle out. We need LeBron's a long-term play.
Butch doesn't have a job.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers. Butch.
Aaron Rodgers' supporting cast is gone.
We kept Aaron out of the playoffs.
Yeah. We're welcome. And they got
TBD.
They fired their GM. So calls by.
Lamus, he'll do something stupid.
The proof is in the
season.
Pudding.
Yeah. He'll take care of himself.
Bron to be determined. Bron, that's more of a June thing.
It's a long play. Grayson.
Duke lost this past week and they got shell fucked by NC State.
And then Carmelo. I mean, obviously that project is that working out? I hadn't really been.
I don't know if we officially put him on though.
Carmelo, yeah, he's on there.
I don't know.
And somebody brought up somebody last week who would have been great. Oh, Phil's been
Urban Meyer.
I don't really hate Urban Meyer. Phil does.
Phil hates him.
I hate him.
Yeah, Phil hates him.
Hate's a strong word. Do you
I have
hate
no
him?
Hate. I mean, Phil he's hates a him. Pussy. He's a Phil pussy. I don't him. Hate him.
Oklahoma okay. City is figuring shit out. They're 4 games above 500 and 7-3 in their last 10.
Yeah, so but Melo's the third option.
Yeah, he's but having, he doesn't know that. That's the
yes,
problem.
He does.
He does now.
He definitely does know that.
Yeah. He knows that now. He's got to, by
yeah.
Because
originally he definitely
I think he's
did
made
not.
Comment of it. He's like, I'm accepting of my role or something.
Yeah, they probably told him like, hey, we're gonna trade your ass or figure it out.
They're the 5 seed. Minnesota's the 4. Who I called Minnesota preseason. What's up?
Yeah,
called them being good.
Just being a playoff team. Yeah. I was like, I'm cheering for. I just said I'm cheering for them.
Really
I was like,
going
I'm cheering for them.
With, yeah. Like, even though
when they got Jimmy Butler's, when I was like, all right, I'm cheering for this ex Bulls team.
I think that was pretty
they were
obvious.
Great without.
Yeah, I just picked. That's who I picked to cheer for this year. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
I don't have a team, so yeah. I just picked one at the beginning of the year. I was like, I'm cheering for Thibs and his old guys.
Okay.
But you know, he picked them to go to the playoffs. So you know,
called it.
Yeah.
Well, the Nuggets are never put good, and the games aren't even that fun.
Pierce and I had a pretty good time.
I'd rather go to hockey games than NBA games.
Oh my god.
Well,
I would not. Hockey's fun, but I would much rather go watch some
hockey
hoop.
Live is better than
hoop
NBA
dreams.
And watching NBA,
yeah,
is
but
tough
if you're gonna go
well,
to
so
if you're
out.
Gonna if you're gonna go to hockey, you got to sit like within the first 5 rows. If you're gonna sit
lower bowl,
lower
bowl,
you gotta
the box.
Sit close.
Yeah, you don't want to be in the
you
upper deck. But
sit
if you can sit
close.
In the lower bowls or in the box,
I don't even. I mean, row 20 might be okay, but like you need to be like you need to be close for hockey to be worth it. In my honest opinion,
teach the run.
Honestly, people get slammed.
I do
in
like
the
it.
Guys.
I mean, I think lower bowl is a fair estimation.
Lower bowl's good, but you can
upper
get
deck,
row
you don't get to feel it. I guess maybe unless it's a playoff game.
Yeah. But I probably won't. I don't know that I'll be going to those anyway.
Yeah, Avs suck.
Yeah. So anyway, that's talking hockey.
Yeah, and so I guess the last sport to round out this season is golf. Tournament of Champions. Dustin Johnson beat everybody by 8 strokes. And then he posted a picture of Paulina so we can all have 8 strokes.
Oh. What's up? That's man. How long you been waiting to say that?
Did you? Post it on DJ's thing because I'm blocked.
Did you have that written down like pre-show?
I just wrote.
Because we talked about open, this.
DJ wins. Paulina's hot.
Because we talked about the. You had that in your mind though, or did that? I just came up with that.
Just thinking around.
Man, beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Well done.
After a couple beers, you know, the good jokes keep flowing. Yeah. So, Shinesty. Good thing that we're finishing. I do want to thank Shinesty for not only hosting us again, but paying for the six-pack. We do appreciate it. You're good men. And don't forget to go to their website, shinesty.com. And that's loud69 promo code. Get you 15% off your next order. And then don't forget to go rate, review, and subscribe,
rate, review.
Sorry, forgot the order. Subscribe, rate, and review. 5 stars only.
5 stars.
And then don't forget to go find us on Twitter and Instagram at LNO Podcast. We'll post everyone's results for this week's podium on the website.
I crushed it this week.
On Twitter.
Because y'all changed the rules on my shit last week a little bit and kind of made a mockery of my words.
Yours was pretty bad.
Yeah, because I did it under a different set of fucking criteria. But, you know, hey, whatever. It's cool. I'm obviously not sour about it or anything. But this week, we stuck to the rules and I crushed y'all. So get used to it.
Well, let us know on Twitter what y'all think.
I don't know if you... Thanks again for listening. Peace.
Reds.
Who dat?
Hail State.